I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So it's been a bit since we did one of these. And
what's up?
Where we tell a really fun, feel-good story where everyone goes, aw.
Oh, yeah.
Except you.
Yeah, this is where I ruin the aw story.
We call this Can Steve Ruin This?
Yeah, I'm perfect so far.
Perfect is the wrong word.
What?
You have 100%.
Yes, that.
Cynical record.
Yes, I win.
But that's not
100% perfect. Yep, that.
So as part of the game, Can Steve Ruin It? We have a plethora of different theme songs.
Yes.
One of them that has just caught my eye today is called Can Steve Ruin This? Walking Buford Pusser Tall.
Oh my God.
Do you know what that means? I don't know what that means.
It's a movie for Walking Tall from like the 70s.
Oh.
The Rock redid it just a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what, whatever theme song this is for Can't Steve Ruin This is loosely based. Look, we don't make these.
No.
Dude up the hallway, Richard Murphy, makes these. So
yeah.
Before we tell you a feel-good story, we're going to play probably one of the worst pieces of audio you've ever heard in your life. Let me make sure everything's on here, and away we go.
Steve walks around with a stone cold heart and curiosity, saying things making Slacker have acute anxiety.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Steve the Wheeler, he's a double dealer. Tell you that I need you, then I love you, then I need you. Politician, dealer on a mission, telling white lies, but you know I'm playing both sides. Something's not right, he's a little contrite, cause baby Steve will ruin this. Steve's a bad man, he's a real bad man.
Okay.
I like the beginning. All right, Can Steve Ruin This?
Okay, here's the feel good.
A 23-year-old waitress.
You know what? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, God.
You know what I love? You how you would readjust your voice.
Damn it.
To go ahead. You have it such softer. It's such more feeling. Anyway, I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Here's the deal.
What?
I figured you're so callous and unobservant, you wouldn't,
oh, no.
You wouldn't pick up on that.
Because totally
this is my actual voice. People go, Sager, do you do that raspy, weird thing on purpose? This is my actual voice.
That's true.
But for Can Steve Ruin This?
I know, every time.
A 23-year-old waitress. I'm so mad.
I'm sorry,
I swear I thought you would, like you hadn't picked up on that. Okay. A 23-year-old waitress, huh? At a New Jersey diner, she was very pregnant with her first child, got an unexpected shower gift of sorts when a cop left her a $100 tip on a $9 meal.
Dang.
The officer also wrote on his receipt at the Lamp Post Diner, quote, enjoy your first. You will never forget it, end quote.
Oh.
The waitress is due very soon, about a month. She says, it was a wonderful feeling, completely unexpected and genuine. Cops are portrayed as horrible people a lot of the time, and they aren't. And this just goes to show that a young officer saw a struggling mother-to-be and wanted to extend a little help.
Oh, suddenly she's struggling. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry.
Normally, I mean, I don't know if you remember the protocol / etiquette of this whole thing.
You're right.
Normally,
yes.
I finish the story.
That's true, yeah.
Then you start
okay,
ruining.
Okay, my bad. Yeah.
Okay. But if you don't start ruining now.
No, there's fun.
The waitress's father also shared a photo of the receipt on Facebook and said, I don't know you, Mr. Police Officer, but you made my little girl cry and made her year.
Oh,
see, everyone else is doing that at the exact same time. So that's the whole point of a Can Steve Ruin It story. Everyone's going to go,
aw.
And you went, aw. So I guess
No, wait a second. You said, Steve. Ah. No, you said that I now I get to, because
Yeah, but so at the end of the story, right, that's when you should have ruined
you're right,
it.
Right, and I didn't
and
wait.
You did. Aw.
I kind of jumped the gun.
Yeah, but then at the actual end, you said aw. So yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to allowed to come in with the actual reaction that you want to because you gave the reaction.
I see the confusion. You thought it was like a sympathetic aw. It was just like aw. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, now I'm ready.
I stand corrected. I guess I read your inflection incorrectly. Can you ruin that, sir?
Yeah, this one's easy. It's a nice thought. It's a nice gesture. But first of all, why did the cop have to leave a note? That's kind of like a notice me thing. He could have just left a tip. He didn't. He had to have, knowing full well, it was going to go on social media. So he got his big day in the sun. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, you said that she's a month away from giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is a mother working
Keep working, Steve.
No, you can't.
Especially when you're, if she's a single mom and she's
it's bad
she's
for the
going
baby.
Through.
No, the doctors say stop working. And then she's doing a waitress job.
No,
that's hard.
No doctors ever said stop.
Yeah.
No. My wife worked up like, no.
So you can't fly and you can't work.
Mostly old wives' tales.
Oh.
And you're not allowed to paint either. They yeah. used to say that. You don't want to do repetitive motions because it moves as if your arms are tied to the umbilical cord. And it just, as you move your arms up, and I swear to God, this was a wives' tale in my mom's time. It's like, oh yeah, no, don't do the baby's nursery with a roller because that up and down motion, you know, very much like a ventriloquist dummy is moving the umbilical cord up and down. Eventually, like a ring toss game, it's going to get around the baby's neck. And strangle them.
That, yep.
That doesn't, yeah, as a waitress, you're getting cups off the shelf with your arm. You're moving the umbilical. The umbilical cord is not attached to your radius and ulna on your hand.
Yeah, they still suggest they don't want you to
work. The same doctors who suggest you stop working.
Yep.
Is this all you got on this one?
No, and then what else here? And then I like how suddenly she's a struggling. She went from just being a waitress to a struggling waitress and stuff. What's that? Oh, they're all, are you saying, wait.
No, I'm saying that servers in general
are strugglers
as part of their MO. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I was just about to go there next.
They
see you get it too.
But that doesn't mean she.
Okay.
But she's not pretending to be pregnant a lot. So servers will come up to you and go like, yeah, I'm starting to be a paralegal, but I need another $1,000 before I can buy the thing. But she didn't do that. She wasn't like wearing. She wasn't like pretending to be. You think she's faking the pregnancy?
No, I think it's for real. But she knew. Now I don't have to do the physical prompt when I drop the check off to the person.
What's the physical prompt?
You know, the waitress and waiters are taught that when they drop the check off at a table to go ahead and physical prompt, touch the person's shoulder as they're giving them the check because they're likely to get a bigger tip. She's just running the gamut, the playbook of the waitress and waiter playbook of how to get a bigger tip.
These are the things that are going wrong in my life. Is there any way that you can help me when it comes time to sign that middle line of the check? That's how you're ruining this. She shouldn't be working.
No, she's the kid. I'm an advocate for this baby.
Overplaying her hand.
Yeah, the cop is involved too. Like, notice me. I did something great for this struggling single mom.
Congratulations.
You know what? Maybe, how come a single mom always has to be struggling? What about the ones that aren't struggling?
The flourishing single mom?
The flourishing. Good word. Yes.
She should be going to restaurants and tipping people hard. She should be going to the police station and tipping them.
And tipping the cop. So anyway, I
don't know if you ruined it for everybody.
Oh, I've wrecked
but
it.
But as far as this room goes,
boom, yay!
It's ruined.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.